and you're very welcome to In Business. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Amber. Delighted to be talking to you this evening.
So tell us a little bit about the event. It's called Connected MTU. What's happening and what's it all about?
Yeah, so Connected MTU is happening tomorrow morning, Friday, the 24th of April, and it's from 8:30 until 12 noon. And it is a networking event, an open day for companies and community groups to come in to meet the staff here at MTU and to find out more about our work placements, research, lifelong learning, and enterprise supports. So we're going to hold the event in our new STEM building on Coon at the North Campus. So it's an opportunity for anyone who hasn't seen that new building to have a look at it, a really stunning state-of-the-art building where our students studying STEM now are located. And we've changed it up a little bit this year, Amber, in that we've two specific talks during the morning. So we've one that is running from 9 until 10 and another one from 10 until 11. So two options there for people. And we're going to go into a little bit more depth around those four key areas that I mentioned, the work placements, which would also include market research projects, bespoke student projects, and on our innovation challenge that we run here. So work placements may not be suitable for every company or community group, but maybe something like a project, a real life project, would be of interest. And these are great benefits to our students as well, to be able to work on a real life project, and they can also do it in multidisciplinary groups as well. So there's an extra benefit through that. The other area is research. And again, just for anybody who might be new to research, it's really how to get started. What is the commitment? Is there a financial investment? What people do you need in your company to work with on research? How can you get funding? Lifelong learning. So we have a brand new portfolio of courses that just launched there, and those springboard courses are 90% funded through government, so a really cost-effective way for companies and individuals to be able to upskill or reskill. And then finally, around enterprise supports, and specifically the New Frontiers program, we're recruiting at the moment, and our phase one is running, and we're recruiting for phase two. So they'll be the four key areas that we will zone in on, and just to really open up the conversation then for people who might be interested in one or all of those areas, that they could go off and have another conversation with the staff. There'll be plenty of tea and coffee and networking, as I said, tours of the building, and it's really just to open up the conversation. So we would welcome anybody who has never engaged with us before and is very new to the university. It's a nice opportunity to understand what we can do and how we can support people within the community and within the business sector. And then from those who maybe have engaged with us previously, it's a chance to come back in again, maybe just get a bit of an update, or just maybe meet some people that you're emailing. It can be difficult sometimes for people to set up meetings. So just a nice morning to be able to call in and talk to us.
Absolutely. It certainly is. And it's great because it sounds like you have lots planned as well that will be very beneficial to different community groups and to different companies as well. An event like this, and it provides a great opportunity for collaboration. I know that's a hugely important part of the work you do at MTU as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I suppose there's lots of companies and groups out there that we've been collaborating with for a number of years. And I suppose it's something that can start very small like that with maybe a student project, you know, and it can progress onto work placements, internships, research, maybe just starting with a very simple innovation voucher to begin with, and can grow into bigger research partnerships, and ultimately a real strong collaboration and partnership that's helping a company maybe to grow within the region. So it's all about really starting those relationships and progressing on relationships that are maybe just starting off.
Yeah, and I suppose it's hugely valuable as well, isn't it, to the likes of the community groups who maybe mightn't be as familiar with what you're doing up there, or the opportunities maybe that they could have for that type of collaboration with you.
Exactly. And I suppose maybe community groups may often feel that when we talk about enterprise and industry and companies, that they're not included in that. And they very much are. So there's lots of different groups that we're working with like that through student projects, guest lectures, things like that. But again, all of those same supports still apply to community groups, like the work placements, the internships, those projects, or maybe the reskilling or upskilling of people involved in groups. So it's certainly an opportunity for for groups like that who may not see themselves in the whole business sector, but they can still really benefit from the different supports and services that we offer here within the university. So this is why the morning is a great morning to kind of casually come in. And I suppose sometimes the university can maybe be a bit daunting for people. And I suppose it's certainly a lot bigger now that we've become MTU. Mm-hmm. So this is a great morning just to maybe take some of that fear away, come in, get an introduction to people and start the conversation. And then further meetings can be set up if there's an opportunity that people want to explore further.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know something that we're hearing so much about as well, Anne, at the moment is the skill shortage, I suppose, and the need for people to reskill and to, I suppose, maybe fill that gap or fill those gaps that are there. And again, I suppose this kind of comes in here as well a little bit because you're creating those students at MTU as well that can fill those gaps, I suppose. So even just talking to the companies and meeting them, seeing what they're looking for, maybe might provide an opportunity for you to tailor courses, you know, towards specific needs as well. Or maybe you're already doing those courses and they're not familiar with them as well. So it's kind of a great opportunity even just for discussion outside of the collaboration as well and filling gaps where there might be some issues.
Exactly, Amber. And I suppose it's very much a two-way relationship. We need the companies and businesses and community groups. We need them to inform how we, you know, change the direction of our courses. And I know many of our courses have been redesigned over the last couple of years or in the middle of redesigning. And that's all been done through a lot of consultation with our external stakeholders. So again, yeah, Friday morning is a great morning to be able to call in and to maybe understand more about the courses that we're offering and the type of graduate or the type of student who is potentially coming on a work placement and how it might fit with the company or the community group. And yeah, those external stakeholders are really powerful, ensuring that we are creating and we're running courses that are fit for purpose, that are meeting the talent needs within the region and the skills needs as well. And then, as I said, on the lifelong learning, the Springboard courses are a great way to be able to upskill staff that are currently working and retain that talent further by giving them those extra qualifications. And as well, we look at things like people's prior learning. So maybe somebody doesn't have a qualification to a degree level. They may have done a certificate. They may be working for a number of years, but now would like to be able to complete a degree or another level course. So it's called recognized prior learning. So it takes into consideration what your academic attainment has been to date, and then also takes in the on-the-job learning that you've been taking in over the years, and then can fit you in, you know, or advise you on where you should be going with your next qualification. So I suppose it's certainly education and lifelong learning and training and reskilling is not as daunting maybe as it once was. It's very accessible. And I think, look, everyone is learning every day. There's so many, you know, technologies are changing so quickly. We all need to be on top of learning and see, you know, the great benefits that lifelong learning can give us.
Absolutely, that's very true. If anyone listening wants to attend tomorrow, Anne, must they register and maybe how can they do that?
Yes, we'd love them to register. So if you just go to mtu.ie/events, you'll see the Connect with MTU event there. You can book your talk, whether you'd like to be at the 9 o'clock talk, the 10 o'clock talk. As I said, we start off at 8:30. We'll be finishing things up around noon. But, you know, if you don't get a chance to register, please come on up anyway. The doors are open. We would love to see you. And if somebody can't make the event but is interested in connecting with MTU, you can do so through me. So my email address is anne.looney@mtu.ie, and I'd be more than happy to have a conversation with you and point you in the right direction across the university to where the expertise lies.
Fantastic. Well, look, it sounds like it's going to be a great event and hopefully you'll get lots of interest from different companies and from community groups, etc. as well. But Anne, thanks so much for taking the time and talking to me this evening.
Thank you, Amber.